This evening we are blessed with the presence of Reverend Father Christopher Matthew. Hutchin is presently serving as the youth minister of the Chicago area and is a very familiar face as well as a voice to all of us. And at this time we invite Hutchin to lead us in the devotional message for this evening.
Let us pray. Grant us, O Lord God, the knowledge of your divine words and fill us with the understanding of your holy gospel, the richness of your divine gifts, and the endowment of your Holy Spirit. And grant us that with joy we may keep your commandments and perform and fulfill your will and become worthy of your blessings and mercies. For you, our Lord and our God, now and always and forever. Amen. Today, this evening, I would like to speak about on the passage of St. Luke chapter 2, verses 22 through 39. St. Luke chapter 2, verses 22 through 39. Now when the days of her purification according to the law of Moses were completed, they brought him to Jerusalem to present him to the Lord. As it is written in the law of the Lord, every male who opens the womb shall be called holy to the Lord, and to offer a sacrifice according to what is said in the law of the Lord, a pair of turtle doves or two young pigeons. And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marveled at those things which were spoken of him. Then Simeon blessed them and said to Mary his mother, Behold, this child is destined for the fall and rising of many in Israel, and for a sign which will be spoken against. Yes, a sword will pierce through your own soul also, that the thoughts of many hearts may be revealed. Now there was one Anna, a prophetess, the daughter of Phanuel, of the tribe of Asher. She was of great age, and had lived with her husband 7 years from her virginity. And this woman was a widow of about 84 years. Who did not depart from the temple, but served God with fastings and prayers night and day. And coming in that instant, she gave thanks to the Lord and spoke of him to all those who looked for redemption in Israel. Today, on this evening, I would like to speak about the great feast day that is going to happen this coming Saturday on February 2nd. Because on this day, our church celebrates the Feast of Maioto, which is the day that our Lord is brought into the temple to be presented to God, to be presented as holy to the Lord. As it was told to us by St. Luke, that all male firstborn male children were called to be brought to the temple for this blessing. And this was done also for our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And as we heard in today's Gospel passage in St. Luke, we see that there was present two great saints of our church who are present at the presentation of our Lord. And tonight I would like to speak about these two saints, Saint Simeon and Anna. Now, even though in our churches in America we might not celebrate February 2nd every year in our churches, especially when it's on a weekday, but this is a great feast day for our church because we are being reminded on this day how we are called to be dedicated to God as children. And by looking at these two great saints of our church, we see how God's divine presence is felt throughout all the days of our life, from the beginning of our, when we are born and presented to God, to the time that we reach our old age before the Lord calls us. Now the tradition holds that Saint Simeon was one of the original 70 men who were called by the Pharaoh of Egypt to translate the Hebrew scriptures into Greek, so that it could be included in the great library of Alexandria. It is this Greek translation of the Old Testament that the Orthodox churches use today, or continue to use to this day. And while translating Isaiah, St. Simeon came across the verse in Isaiah chapter 4, verse 14, which states, "A virgin shall bear a son." He thought that a virgin was inaccurate in the translation, and he wanted to correct the text to read woman. And it was at that moment, when he had this thought, an angel appeared to him and held back his hand, saying, "You shall see these words fulfilled, and you shall not die until you behold Christ the Lord, born of a pure and spotless virgin." And we see that St. Simeon lives until he sees Jesus being brought into the temple, and he glorifies God for seeing God's salvation in the flesh. In a similar way, St. Anna, who was a prophet and a woman who lived for the service of God, was also present at the temple. And we are told by St. Luke that after she had been married for 7 years, her husband had died, and that she had no children, and she dedicated her whole life in serving God. Through praying and fasting, she remained into the temple until she reached a great old age. Then on the day that Jesus was presented as a child in the temple, she was able to rejoice and glorify God as well. When we look at these two great saints of the church, we see that they completely gave their lives to God. And for us living now in 2013, living in America, and reading about these two saints here in the Gospel of St. Luke, we have to think to ourselves and to understand, how do they keep God's presence in their lives? And how were they able to maintain their faith throughout the many years that they were living on this earth, through the many trials and tribulations and difficulties that they endured in their own personal life? When we look at St. Simeon, we see a man who studied the scriptures. He was such a scholar that he was chosen to be one of those 70 who were called to translate the Hebrew scriptures into Greek from the original Hebrew. And while he read the scriptures, he even challenged what he read while he was reading it. This is something that many of us do not do. When we might read a passage in the Bible, we do it only for the sake of saying that we read the Bible, but we do not truly look at to see and to try to understand what we are reading and what's being taught in the scripture. When we read without discernment and without trying to comprehend God's message, we fall prey to many evils. We fall prey to many heresies. And most importantly, we fall into non-Christian living. We live our lives in the darkness and not in the light that God and Jesus Christ have given to us through the scripture. You know, someone can tell us that the Bible, it says that there is no God. And they can even tell us that it is found in the scriptures in the book of Psalms, chapter 14, verse 1. And if you do not actually look it up and try to look with a discerning eye at what it really is saying in the scriptures, we might miss that the prophet David was saying in the book of Psalms that it says the fool says in his heart, there is no God. Now, this is an exaggerated point, but it brings up to us that we truly need to read our scriptures and to understand it if we want to truly see God's presence in our lives. We can make the words of the Bible say anything that we want it to do, but if we truly want to know God's message for us, to know God's message for our families, to know God's message for our own personal lives and where we are going, we have to seek God's Holy Spirit to guide us. And we have to look to the Holy Church to provide us the tradition and the understandings and the commentaries that have been provided to us from the Holy Fathers and the mothers who have come and lived these scriptures throughout the many years and centuries of the Christian tradition. But we have to have it, that discerning eye, and look with it with a challenge to us to truly look for God's presence in our lives. And we have to have that quality as St. Simeon did. Secondly, when we look at St. Anna, we see a woman who put her complete trust in God. Even after losing her husband and not having any children, we see that this woman did not fall into despair. Because you know that during this time, 2,000 years back, if a woman had no husband or had no children, that meant she had no one to care for her, that she would be living poor and destitute. But Saint Anna never lost her faith, but remained faithful by serving God in prayer and fasting and dedication to God, and lived her life, the remainder of her life as a widow, in the temple, as Saint Luke has told us in verse 37. Even during these difficult times in her life of losing her husband and not having anyone to care for her, she continued her faith in God, and she held dearly onto the faith and to the presence that God was with her. And she grew even stronger to the Lord during those years, even to a great old age. And that she was blessed to see our Savior, the child Jesus Christ, to see her salvation, the salvation of all mankind in the flesh. This is the blessing given to her by her steadfast faithfulness and dedication to God. Now, as we come closer now to the beginning of the Great Lent, now that we are in the season of in the milestone, and we've now just passed the celebration or the Sunday of the departed priest, and coming closer to the first Sunday of Lent, we have to think to ourselves that we have to follow St. Anna's example of prayer and fasting, not as an obligation that we do because we are told to do so, but because they are spiritual practices that help us to see and understand God's will for us in our lives. When we do it with a heart of repentance, with sincerity, and a love and dedication for God, then we will see God's presence in our lives. Then we'll be able to know and to understand where God is leading us. Because many times we forget that God is always giving himself to us through the sacraments, through the holy baptism, through holy qurbana. And he is always reminding us through our friends and our families and our brothers and sisters in Christ that he's always present with us. But we look the other direction. We look away from God through our sin, thinking that no one is watching. But we know that in the prayers of the church, we act as if no one is watching, but we know truly that God is always watching because he is our creator. And he is the one who loves us because he created us in his image and likeness. And we are being called to this dedication of St. Anna and of St. Simeon, of giving our life for Christ, and knowing that he presents us with a gift of his blessing. So therefore, my brothers and sisters, we have to remain vigilant and patient, because as we see with these two great saints, they remained faithful throughout all the days of their lives. Even when they were challenged in their life, they always remained faithful and never lost faith. So let their prayers and their life strengthen us so that we too can remain steadfast in our faith and our love for God, so that we can be dedicated to God and be reminded that we have all been dedicated to God at the time of our baptism, presented as little children, just as Jesus Christ was presented on that holy day in the temple. Therefore, my beloved in Christ, let us always rejoice and know that God's salvation has come in the flesh, and rejoice with St. Simeon and Anna, and live like they did, dedicated to God, and giving all glory to him. May that always be our prayer throughout all the days of our lives. Unto our Lord Jesus Christ be glory, thanks and blessing for his living words to us, unto his Father who sent him for our salvation, and to his living and life-giving Holy Spirit, now and always and forever. Amen.